Triumph about the story of Jesse Owens, and let's start first with the backdrop of the reality of the mid-30s in Depression America and what Jesse Owens had to deal with.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, Nick, you know, Jesse Owens, at the time he goes to Berlin, is only 22 years old. He is the grandson of slaves. He is the son of an Alabama sharecropper. When he's 9 years old, the family moves to Cleveland, a significant improvement over the Deep South at that time for most blacks, but you know, still a very, very segregated society. You know, some of the indignities that he had to suffer are almost unimaginable now. I mean, Jesse Owens couldn't live in a regular dorm at Ohio State University. He's arguably the most famous product of that school. He couldn't live on campus. It was hard, obviously, as hard as it was for everyone at that time to get jobs, to get good-paying jobs. It was much harder if you happen to be black. You know, his family goes to New York to meet him when he's on his way back from the Olympics. They can't stay in any nice hotels, and the one hotel that will take them makes them take the service entrance in the back. So, you know, the situation in particular for a black man in the United States, even one as gifted and popular and successful as Jesse Owens, was obviously something today that is, you know, an embarrassment to us.
And the reality is Jesse Owens had actually tied several world records in high school, yet he was not even offered a scholarship.
Well, you know, it was complicated. There were certainly a lot of schools that wanted him. Athletic scholarships, as we now know them, did not as such exist back then. You know, he had to take jobs to pay his tuition. By the time he got to college, he had a child back in Cleveland that he had to try to help to support. And considering how dire the circumstances were for most Americans in the mid-1930s, Jesse actually did okay for himself because of his athletic ability. He was he got a paying job at the Ohio State Legislature as a page. You know, they paid him, you know, $160, you know, not a week, but over the course of a semester, which was not totally insignificant at the time, but such a different situation. We're talking about one of the elite athletes in the world, and he had to pump gas while he was going to school several hours a day and practicing several hours a day just to make ends meet.